We're talking downtown a lot today, as always on Wednesday afternoon, joined in studio by Betsy Lundy from the Downtown Bangor Partnership. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having me again.
And we get you all to ourselves today.
I know. It's like the best worst thing when my buddy bails on me.
Best.
All right. Yes. Let's leave it at best.
No, there's no downside as far as we're concerned, because most of the time you're bringing people in. We spend our time talking to them, but you're pretty busy working with everybody in downtown Bangor, and it's already shaping up to be, well, it's always busy, but we're really heading into the heart of what's going on, and a lot of things coming up in the weeks ahead that people ought to know about.
Yeah, I feel like in January and February, we're kind of like hunkered down in City Hall there, cooking up great plans, and we're now at that point where we're starting to roll them out for everybody.
Yeah, one of my favorites on the horizon, the Sidewalk Art Festival, which came back, was it just last year that it came back?
Yeah, last year was the first year that the Downtown Bangor Partnership did it, and it really, really exceeded everyone's expectations. You know, we were sort of like, oh, you know, if we get several hundred, you know, people to come, it will be great. And I think the estimates were, I'd have to go back and check my notes on this one, but I think the estimates were that we were, you know, somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 people in our first year back.
So, wow.
Yeah, it was really successful. I think people wanted it.
So have you got dates set for this year?
Yes, it is July 11th for the Sidewalk Art
Excellent.
Festival. Yes.
And in the same locale as last year?
Yes, in the same locale as last year. One of the things that we wanted to accomplish last year that we didn't really fully pull together was that there are so many arts and culture assets in downtown Bangor, even when a sidewalk festival isn't going on. So one of the things we hoped to accomplish last year, and we're really going to make it happen this year, is that we wanted the art galleries and the stores and restaurants that feature art galleries to be open and on the map so that people could see the art that exists in Bangor regularly.
Right.
And really get excited about the opportunity that on any given day, any given evening, you can go downtown Bangor and see an art display that is not permanent, that is changing, you know, seasonally or monthly, you know, all sorts of different cycles. So
that's wonderful. And some other things to keep in mind that are coming up in the weeks and months ahead. Adopt a Garden, which is just such a great program.
Yep. Yeah. I love Adopt a Garden. Adopt a Garden. I think this is the eighth year of Adopt a Garden. And it more than almost any other program downtown just reinforces that whole concept that downtown belongs to everybody. Right? It's a public space. It's not privately owned. There are privately owned spaces within the public space, but everybody gets to really have a little piece of downtown, especially with Adopt-A-Garden. So we have about 150 little individual plots of garden that people get to garden, and it's really a cool experience.
And it's so great when you get that first day to see so many people and a lot of families down getting their hands dirty and making downtown a beautiful place.
Yeah, the Big Dig Day is a lot of fun. I think I want to say May 18th. I just put it up on the website today. But the Big Dig Day is a lot of fun. Anyone who does Adopt a Garden can come down before or after that and work on their plot. But coming down during that day to work on a plot is a lot of fun. The real community feel.
We're talking with Betsy Lundy from the Downtown Bangor Partnership. One of the great things that happened in the last year was the appearance of these beautiful works of art downtown Bangor that just emerged on the sides of buildings throughout the downtown. More of that coming up.
Yes, more of the wheat paste murals coming up. They haven't announced the theme for this year, but you know they're going to pick. Last year was Maine flora and fauna. I'm not sure what they're going to pick for this year, but we're hoping to see like just as many murals up all over downtown again. It's a really cool concept because it gives you the opportunity to change out the artwork every year and view downtown buildings as a gallery space. You know, that you're not tied to in a permanent way. So it's fun to come down and check it out on an annual basis.
Well, and look, anytime you want to know what's going on, to check out Downtown Bangor's social media pages, a great resource for information. And as we say, there's always something going on downtown.
Yeah, literally. I mean, there really is always something going on in downtown. And if you check out the Facebook events page, and not even everybody lists their stuff on our events page, but we have a really great collection So we'll help you see just the scale of opportunity down there.
Well, it's great to have you all to ourselves today,
yeah,
Bessie.
Aw, thanks. Now, thanks for not being though, like, never mind. There's nobody interesting coming with you.
I understand next week, though, you've had to go to the bench and bring in our friend Eric Meehan to fill
in. Yes, I'll be in Florida next week. So Eric is going to bring somebody in.
Well, or we could go to Florida with you and do the whole show from down there.
You know, I mean.
Right. Next year, maybe a little more coordination in the planning.
Off-site location.
Or we could, you know, veer west and all go to Carrie's home in New Orleans.
That's right.
Ooh, I'd do that. Yeah. I love New Orleans.
The apartment becomes a studio very easily.
There you go. Well, thank you, Betsy. Have a great trip.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Betsy Lundy from downtown Bangor every Wednesday on the program.